Morning. All right. So today's daf is the daf Hey, and we continue now from the second parak. Just a comment we were making last year, if you remember, we're discussing if Rabbi Yossi says that the two Edim have to apply Hatra. And how did that fit in with the Mishnah before it, that there was one person in the middle giving Hatra and the people seeing from the windows? Well, it doesn't. It's quite clearly Rabbi Yossi was Cholek. That's I think that's a simple solution there. Rabbi Yossi would say the proof of the case wouldn't work because the people in the windows would also have to give Hatra, and that's why the previous case before wouldn't work. Okay, in any event, let's begin the next parak. So this parak is talking about the chiyuv of galut, and that is where an individual kills someone b'shogeg, and he has to therefore go to the arei miklat until the kohen gadol passes away. The question is though, is sometimes you'll find he's patur from galut, and that could be for one of two reasons. Either because it's completely honest, was completely out of his control, some considered order, shogeg, or the opposite extreme, or it's considered korov lameizid. It's completing it like he was like pshia, was grossly negligent, and therefore he's not afforded the ability to go to the Arei Mikla. So that's something we're going to sort of work with as we go through it. The Gemara says, and it comes up already in the first Mishnah. Anyone a golem? These are people have to go to Golot. How reg nefesh bishkaga, like I explained. Ha'aya ma'agil ba'ma'agila v'nafla ala varakto. So if someone is using a roller, this is a special roller they used to smooth on the various cement or whatever it was they put on their roofs, or liming to seal the roofs. It was like a roller they used to do. So he's doing going downwards with it, the nafla, varakto, or he's lowering a chavit, is like a barrel, say on a string or something like that. The nafla alav and kills him, varakto. Or yeah, you're ready, he's climbing down a ladder, the nafla alav, and he falls on someone and he kills him, right? There is a golem. That is a case where he has to go to galut. Aval. Now, what's interesting here is, why do I need all three cases? So the Korbaneder says, it says, nakat hatchila ma'agal. First, he talks about the roller, this big heavy roll that he's using to smooth down the coatings put on the roof. The ka'amal lozu ma'agal. You might think that, okay, maybe because he should be more careful. Meaning that you would think that maybe the person who's doing the ma'agil, he's rolling this thing, that he's not as sort of cautious in the task, but someone who's lowering down some mishal shel chavit, that he's much more careful that it won't break the barrel. Even that case, it would naturally be more. Even that case, it'd be chayiv. Even someone's going down a ladder who's even more cautious as he's going through the activity, because he doesn't want to fall himself. Nonetheless, also is chayiv galut. So, in other words, all the three cases are in progressive levels of somewhat what some will naturally be more careful as they're doing. So, just explain one more time to make it more clear. Someone's magila, okay, he's rolling it on. And then you might think, oh, why? The reason why he's chayiv and galut in that situation because he's not so careful. But however, someone lowering it down a barrel who doesn't want his barrel to break and might going to be much more careful, and something happens there, maybe he's not chayiv galut. No, even then, chayiv galut. And someone who's going down himself on a ladder and you generally even be more careful and something happens, he slips and somehow falls, even then, still chayiv galut. That's why we need all three cases. However, it says as follows now. If he's pulling it upwards, and somehow it falls, we'll explain how that would fall in a moment. And it kills someone. Or he's pulling up this barrel, like a bucket, for example, from a well. Oh, more like a barrel, but anyway. And the rope breaks, and it falls into someone. Is climbing up a ladder. Then he would not go. He would not go to galut for those situations. Now, that's why, first, before I explain it, the Gemara says, Zaklal, this is a general rule. When you're going down, the action, the thing's moving downwards, lowering a bucket, using magila, climbing down a ladder. Then we say that's when you go to galut, but if it's not going down, it's going upwards, eino gola. Now, why is that? Let's look at Korban. It says, the pol alav. The Torah went out of its way to talk about something falling on someone, something going downward direction. Ad shi derech nefila. V'atam. What's the reason? Shekarov v'davar bishkaga naaseh keteva hakaved v'yered lamata b'mehera. Things are going downwards. There's a natural way of things to go downwards. And therefore, that's why you can call it a shkaga, because it's going in the downwards direction that it would actually move anyway. However, derech aliyah, In regular, it's not the normal way for things to fall. So I'm just gonna mute. Sorry, I didn't put the mutes on. Vashu, it's almost like more of a reason to mechayev him, according to this analysis. That's the way Korban explains it here. And importantly, another thing we find by Shoghi, someone who kills Bishoghi, if you remember, I mean, obviously, you remember this, but that he goes to the city of refuge, the Arei Miklat, in order to be protected from the Goel Adam, the family members who can kill it. Now, someone who is Karov Lameizid that can't go to the Arei Miklat, well, the Goel Adam can catch him and kill him. So it's not like he's off scot-free, he's going to be on the run for the rest of his life, potentially. Okay. Now, that is the pshat you see in the Korban Eda here. That when it's going Derech Aliyah, it's Karov Lemezid, he says. Because it seems to be that's not the natural flow of things, that if it's going upwards, something will happen, something will fall down and hit someone. Now, but what's very interesting here is he says, Ayin Bekuntres in the Sharei Korban. That's what the Rambam says. That it thinks that something is heavy, it's your way to be more careful, and therefore you've got to go look. Aval derech aliyah, she ain't derech lipol, he says the opposite. Maybe it's different. Where it's when you're taking that or raising things upwards, it's not the way of things to fall in that direction. It's quite the opposite. You might think in that situation, so not what you might think. The difference is the reason why your pater is it's because of la'onetz. It's almost something out of your control. Now, when it's going down, we say, okay, there's a shkaga here, fine. But if it's raising something up and something crazy happens and it falls and breaks and kills someone, then that's what's karov la'onetz. So there's two reasons we've already seen in the Mishnah why it can be pater. Either karov la'mezid, or now we're saying it's karov la'onetz, according to. But that's what I want to, that's like the tension you find sometimes in this sugya when it comes to the Goel Adam, is why is he pater? Is it because it's karov la'mezid? It's like almost gross negligence, so that the Goel can keep chasing this guy, but he can't seek refuge in the Arei Miklat. Or no, it's almost like out of his control, and therefore it's ones, and therefore the Goel Adam can't touch him.
It's
I think we can.
Karov la'onetz. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, you'll see why in a minute. Let's have a look at the next case. Because that's what the next case is. This is where he says this follow. Ele Elagorin, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda Patar ad shipol et hachevel. So what that means is that if he's lowering it down and then it slips completely out of his hands, that's when he's chayav galut. However, if the ropes happen to snap, then it's like ones. That's what's on chayev. So I think I'm not sure if it's answered your question, Dov, so clearly. But even in the circumstances of going, well, here we're saying going down your chayev galot, we have to be more careful with the conditions of even what the case is. Okay. But okay, fine. Said you prefer this like korov la'ones, but korov la'mezid in the case out. But anyway, the point of the Gemara right now is that what Rabbi Yehuda is saying is even when you say your chayev, when it's going the downward direction. That's only for like he's lowering with the rope and the rope completely slips out of his hands. That's when he says, okay, chayv galus shogeg. However, if he's lowering it for some reason, the rope snaps completely, and he's left with the rope still in his hand. He hasn't let go of it. He didn't seem to do anything wrong. That's when it's considered almost out of his control. He wouldn't go to galus. That's even in the downward direction. And the Gemara continues, Maida Amar Rabbi Yehuda perhaps sakat chevel. So I missed a bit. Rabbi Shimon says, "Poter ad shiyuter kol hamach latzon." Hamach latzon is our magila, so the trowel or whatever it is. So what Rabbi Shimon's now saying, also when he's doing this roll in the downward direction, when do we say it's chayiv galut? When the whole thing sort of slipped out of his hands, he lost control, whatever, lost it out of his hand. That's when it's chayiv galut. But if he's in that direction, he's still holding on well, and suddenly what happened is, you can imagine the wood breaks, and then. Because it's on, and that was like the pin within the rolling thing, and then it sort of slips and it moves and it slides out the part, and he's still holding on to part of it in his hand, and the part of it falls and kills someone. That's again a case where it's considered like honest. That was a complete out of his control. Okay, that's what we're saying here. Now, what the Gemara now says, Ma'ida Amar, a bit of a girsa change. Rabbi Yehuda bePsikat Chevel, Ma'ida Amar Rabbi Shimon bShmita Mechatzon. Now, what this is saying is that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon aren't really cholek. One's just talking about one case, one's talking about the other. So, in other words, what's common to both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon is even in the downward direction, you can have situations that are still considered honest. Now, Rabbi Yirmiyah היה מה גם אומר כדרך הליכתו והוציא הלאה את ראשו והטיח לו. This is an interesting case. The Bnei Moshe explains it as follows. I'm reading like Bnei Moshe because the Korban Eda is going to explain it similar to that later case, which we'll get to. But I'll start with the Bnei Moshe. He says, "Ayama b'magi like b'derech halichato. Inam akum b'shasha molicha u'moshcha alav." As he's bringing it upwards, so he's rolling it back. So that's an upward direction. V'lo u'moshcha alav v'lo b'derech chifato, not the way. Downwards, dezel tnaba menitin chayiv. You can appreciate sham. It's already chayiv in that direction. Ella b'shar olacha alav. He's bringing out hamagil gam ken gam mat. So holacha is bringing it back, and magil is when he's sort of using downward motion to roll it. So he's on his way up, and as he's going up, sometimes they might, you know, do like a little like motion like this. So they might push it down a bit as they go in the upward direction. So they would, you know, push down and up, and they sort of, you know, up and down a little bit on the way on its way up. So in that situation, the question is, what's that did? Again, I say, "Behold, Zalat, and what happened? El beshato lachayelav magil gam ken ma'anat. Vutzi halat rosho, and someone stuck their head out through the roof. V'yitiachlo and killed him, and the guy with the roller killed him. Mal im yirida mikri. Do we still call that yirida? Hu vol ma'agilba, because it was actually going down in that little sort of tiny motion. Or dilma, since it's b'derech halicha, it's on its way up, and moshuala b'derech halach hu upato. That is what the question is going to be, Moshe." And the answer, according to when the Gemara gives, Amale hi aliyah hi yirida. In other words, koloma aliyah dahacha haynu yirida. She'afa b'yushu b'derech halichata mikom makom ma'agalu. Says no, it was a slight downward motion as you're going up, and therefore you would be considered derech yirida and chayav. That is the way the Bnei Moshe explains the sugya, and that's why it continues in the next case. Rabbi Yerubaya, Rabbi Abao, Magil, Magila, Kederach Elichato, same type of question. Shitonok Yadov Ratzan, a child puts its head up and he crushes it. Amar Lei, Atrach Be'iv asked me the question, He Aliyah Hei Yerida. Okay, so that is the kind of the question coming in Moshe. Even though you're still an upward motion, if you're doing slight downward jerks along the way, it's still considered downwards. That's Bnei Moshe's reading. However, the Korban then says it slightly differently. And I think it relates to what we'll see in the sort of the next Amud. Oh, it does, and I'll read it inside. He says, Now this relates, I think, if I've understood him correctly, to the katsav we'll see in the next stuff. And that is someone, even though, if you can imagine, a katsav, and we'll discuss this later on, as he's chopping the meat, he lifts his hand up, and the whole upward motion, also he goes down at the back. And when he's coming to chop, he goes derech aliyah. He sort of lifts his hand up as he's coming down to chop the meat and then goes down. What we're saying now is that upward motion he's doing, the derech aliyah that's behind him, because it's sorech yirida. As you can see, this motion, you see what I'm doing, like I'm lifting up as I've got my hand behind my head and I go down to like chopping the meat. Then it's an aliyah that's going for a yirida. It's not an aliyah motion, it's an aliyah for the yirida. So in that situation, he's saying, Mi amrena kima derech aliyahi, he's still going upwards, eino gola, or dilma kima da aliyah zu letzorech yirida, because he's in letzorech yirida, he's chayav, and the answer is called aliyah letzorech yirida, the yirida mamash echad hi v'gola. The answer at the time, the Gemara then, is no, that's considered yirida, even though he takes the object in his hand, he seems to be going upwards slightly before he's coming down to crash. Okay? That is the way Korban explains this sugya, and that's how we'll learn it in two Mishnah time. However, the question is here, I'm not exactly sure what acharav would mean when talking about gila. My impression of a roller is you're standing and sort of rolling it like this. So I'm not sure what the acharav would be if you're not, unless you're like banging it down somehow. But again, that's the maybe that's why Bnei Moshe didn't explain it that way. Okay, besed. Next halacha, this is the next Mishnah. Nishmat abrazim mikato. What if he's banging a hammer? And as he's banging away the hammer, the head of the hammer flies off and kills someone. Barag. Rebbe says, doesn't go to Galut. Bachamim says, Gola, it goes to Galut. Okay. So we have to understand why that is. What about differently? He's chopping wood. Hayame bakem, mina, and it says, mina etz hamit bakeh. And he's chopping wood. And as he's chopping wood, some wood flies out from under where the hammer hit. And it goes out, some chip wood flies out and kills someone. In that situation, Rebbe says, no, that's a classic case of Galut. Bachamim says, no, eno gola. To indirect, if you like. The question is, what's the psukim? What's their positions based on in terms of psukim? How do they know where to draw the line? So the Gemara says, Nishmat Abrazel. So my time Just a change here, according to Korbanot, is Rabbanan. First, I'm trying to understand what the Peshitta Rabbanan is. Now, Mar, it says, Neshila v'ne'amalalan ki yashel zeitecha. Now, the Neshila here is the pasuk classically talks about the classic case of Galut. V'asher yavo et reo b'ya'ar lachtov eitzim, he's coming to the forest to chop woods. V'nitchaya dor v'gazan, nichrot eitz. V'nashal ha'barzel min ha'etz. And v'nashal, the barzel comes min ha'etz. Now, what's nashal here? So he says, Nashal, that Nashman of Nashila, that's why he got Nashila and Gemara, he learns from Kiyash, the other pasuk is, Kiyishal Zeitecha. Now, Kiyishal Zeitecha is talking about olives dropping down. The full pasuk is, Zeitim Ulecha Bechol Kulecha, Veshem Tasuch. You'll have olive trees everywhere, but you won't have any oil because it's part of the klalot, because all the olives will fall. So, Ma Nashila, just as there, olives, the olives falling from a tree, which is Nashira, Afkan Nashira. Also here, it must be that the head of the axe is flown off. That's how I understand the pasuk. However, if that's the case, my time of the Rebbe. What's the position of Rebbe? He says, Nemar kan Nashila, again, Nashal, it's again, it was Nashala Barza Minayetz. He says, but you have a look at different pasuk. And Ahalan, Hashem panecha. That's referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu removing, if you like, the goyim from amongst you, and that's coming through. It says, "Manashila shneir." It's almost like HaKadosh Baruch Hu striking them. Afkan maka. The way I understood this Gemara is just the removal comes as a result of a maka, so something being pulled out as a result. So that I understand. That's therefore when it says "Vnashal habarzel means that the barzel did a removing act from the tree, and that tree wood came and hit and killed somebody. That's how I understand absolutely. Fine. Let's now learn Mishnah Halacha Gimel. Zarak the Evan Rush Tarabin. Let's say someone threw the stone in the public domain. Raga and kill someone, Harize Gola. Goes to Galut. Rabbi Lazar Omer, Imisha Ebimiador. If the person threw something, and then the so-called ultimate target puts his head up and gets in the path and gets killed, Halat Roshov Kibla Areze Patur. That he is Patur according to Rabbi Eliezer. Let's look at the Gemara now. Zarak the Evan, Tan Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov, he says, Umatza. It finds someone, Shiye Matsui lo Beshat Shehu Horgo. So the Korban says, Behoreg, in other words, using the Chachamim Shita, the Barza flies off the handle. Barza Nashal Barzel, the head comes off the etz from the handle. Umatsa Reo Be'ar, and finds his friend in the yard. Matsui Beshat, meaning it has to be that the time the Barzel came off from the head of the axe. Well, the person was Matsui, he was already there. So fine. And that's how Rabbi Eliezer says. That's why if he throws it and the person wasn't Matsui, and then the person goes up and gets in the path, he wouldn't be chayav according to Rabbi Eliezer. Ben Yaakov. And the Gemara says, V'yesh l'chol rutzut eben l'shus rabim. One second. Has he had rashut to throw stones in l'shus rabim to start with? Why should he be chayav galus? So galut is a case of shogeg. If someone starts throwing, it gets on a bridge and starts throwing stones down in the path of a highway, he's got a rishut to do that. He's amazing. So I'll just tell you, yes, Roshut, I've done a kamapar. Zorek Roshut, my gole. Why should he go to go? The hakrov lamazid. Zorek lamakom shen Roshut. You can't do that. So the Gemara says, Amar Reb Yossi barabun tiftar shehaya kotlo gohe. We're talking about a situation where he wasn't just simply in his garden and having fun and throwing stones into the street or on a bridge and throwing stones down. No. That's for sure. We're talking about this situation where his wall was teetering, it was ra'ua, and he had the reshut to use the reshus rabim to dismantle it. Okay, that doesn't fully answer the question of the korbanei. The korbanei says as follows: Kol shakat lo noteli pol v'yesh lo reshut lifnoto. You've got a reshut to use reshus rabim. If we know everyone's got the reshut to use reshus rabim temporarily for some construction purposes, v'lav bezorko. Not maybe throwing a stone reshut ramash. That would be called amazing. You should be careful. If you're going to start throwing stones, careful that no one walking the path. What we're doing is he's taking down this wall and he's putting the stones in the ashba, in the rubbish heap in Rosh Hashanah. That is normally cleared out at nighttime. And a zimnim mikri v'yativ. Now, mifna doesn't mean lipanot doesn't mean to clear out, sorry, where people might relieve themselves there. My mistake, sorry. And people don't usually use in the daytime. Elazimni might happen every so often. The mikri, someone might come during the daytime, but it's a rare occurrence. Lakath, therefore, gola de lav pusher, he's not considered, he can go to galus, he's not pusher, not grossly negligent. It's also not honest gamur because people can sometimes go there, and therefore that way is considered shogeg. So we've kind of had a lot of different work here. One, he has the reshut to start throwing things at a location. Well, that's talking about where we've said he's allowed to start throwing these stones because he's they're not throwing it like stam as a game, but he's dismantling this kotel, this ra'ua. But then the Korbanator says you still have to be careful. That's not enough to fill in the blanks in the Gemara if they also add the circumstances where they're throwing too. Ish ashpa. Now this ashpa, this rubbish heap, depends. Are people using it or not? Now, if it's at Laila, in other words, saying this is the type of rubbish heap where, because it's like exposed, people only use it at nighttime. So clearly can't throw it at nighttime. But you know, it seems to me you might have some brave individuals that might use it sometimes during the day. And because of that, sometimes people use it. Well, now it's considered shogeg, it's not considered gross and negligent, but it's also not considered completely honest because sometimes people use it. That's kind of how we've tried to get within this small window in between of what's considered chayav galut. Yep. Let's learn this Mishnah. Zarakat Evan Achatzero. Let's say he throws a stone in his own chatzer, and someone happened to be walking there, and someone happened to walk in there, and he kills him. Im Yeshur, if the person was allowed to walk there, then it goes to galut. Im lav, if not, Enu gole. Why? Again, this is a drash from the pasuk. Shnei Marav Yavot Reol Biyar, which is, again, this is the same pasuk. This is talking about the Chatzavetzim. The whole incident that played out, this prototype case of the chopping wood happened in a yard. Ma yar, just as a yar is Lamazik, it's a forest, but everyone has a right to go there. Links Hashem, Yetzah Chatzer, this is a clue to Chatzel Ba'alai, in Rushul Linizak Lamazik Likanes Hashem. But one private space where no one has a right to just walk in whatever they want, that's not what, that can't be what the Torah is talking about. You can't kill people's stam, but it wouldn't be Chayav Galut. The Gemara says, Abba Shalomer, Ma Chatavah Yetzim Rishut, it's just as Chatavah Shem is something that is Rishut, meaning, is it a mitzvah to chop wood? No. Yatzah ha'av ha'maket b'no, v'arav ha'roder talmidah, v'shaleach beitin. So this would exclude cases if someone was, their hitting was considered a mitzvah. Simplest one is a shaleach beitin, he's giving malchus. If he's giving malchus and he's still within the window of what he should have been doing, meaning he didn't go more than it was instructed to do, and he kills, well, he was doing a mitzvah ka'avid, and therefore he doesn't go to galut. And similarly, we're talking about a father strikes his child, a rav strikes his talmid. This is a bit harder for our modern sensibilities, but if the instruction was educational, then also it's a mitzvah to do so, and therefore it would not be chayav galut if he happened to have killed a person, this boy. Now, zarakta evan lechatzero amar Rav Yanai tavach tabach this tabach the butcher. In other words, a butcher, whether he's going upward or downwards motion, he goes to galut. Now, what does that mean? So, ati kai damar Rav Huna tavach shu mekatzev v'ikalafanav lematan gole lemalan eno gole lacharav lemalan gole lematan gole. So, what does this mean? If you're a butcher, if it's in front of him, if it's a downward motion, well, it's downward motion. If it's going upwards, it's an upward motion. That's pashut. When it's behind lacharav, if he's going upwards, we now so go to galut because that was an aliyah, that was tzorach yirida. And if it's going downwards behind him, that means it's in the aliyah direction as he's still going in that motion. So that's the chap. When it says, that's the point. When it says ben mamala ben lamata goleh, that means that when it's going in the forward motion, when it's going down to chop wood, even though when it's behind his head, it's going upwards, he'd still be considered aliyah l'tzorach yerida, and that's when he's chayv, that would be chayv galut. But it's going upwards, even though when he's putting his, it happened to be behind his back, it's going down, that's considered part of the, if you like, the aliyah motion wouldn't go to galut, wouldn't be able to go to galut. Again, is it ones? Is it considered krov l'mezid? That's part of that machlok. Okay, and that fit in with the korbanot I made mentions to before. Let's continue. Amar Rav Yitzchak, kol mila v'mila l'dati, which means, he says, "Kol davar v'davar lefi inyan nohu nidon." In other words, you've got to, again, as I said to you before, that even upward and down, all these things, you've really got to assess each case contextually. Again, these might be indicated. We have to understand. In other words, the Torah helped us define what the window is of what shogeg is, the actual shkaga, the chayav galut, which then can be applied case by case basis. Which means, yashav lo al mita bayom. Let's say someone sat on a bed during the daytime. Tinok, and yet people don't you didn't usually put babies in beds during the daytime. And he happened to sit on the perch, this child, and kill him. Then this goes to Gabot. It's a shogeg. Balayla, at nighttime, but there, and it was there, but at nighttime, but derach tolin to almita, they put the child in a bed at nighttime and he sits on a bed. Ain't no gola because he's being negligent by just jumping on a bed. Okay, next. Yashav lo gabei arisa. Arisa is more like a cradle or something. And daytime, they will put the baby in that. Vederach din ol yeten al arisa b'yom. Then einu gole. Presumably, he's negligent by doing so. But Laila, at nighttime, and they wouldn't put the babies in these little cradles at nighttime. They'll put in proper beds, it sounds like. Din aten al gabei arisa b'leila. Then it would go to galut because it wasn't necessarily expected as shocking. Now, Amrei Yossi bar Chanina. Here we've got a person who's chopping wood in his own place, in his own chatzer, and the worker is coming to get a payment. And then nitzah ba'kat, and a bit of wood chipped out, or whatever, comes and kills him, not killing him, and causes him damage, he is chayev. So again, killing him would be interesting because chayev galot and stuff, we'd say, depends if you're talking about the head or the chipboard. But here we're talking about injuring him, I'm pretty sure. So let me just show you here. Yeah, Korban Eder says Chayiv the Arba Dvarim, meaning the four elements of conversation: the Nezik, Tzar, Ripui, and Shevet. But Boshet not. So if you recall, if someone causes someone any damage, you have to pay the Nezik, which is the actual damage caused to him, the Tzar, pain, Ripui, medical expense, and Shevet, the fact he can't do work, and also normally Boshet. But since he's not intentional, if you remember, Boshet one is only Chayiv if he did so intentionally, meaning the shame he caused him. So in that case, he wouldn't be Chayiv that. V'imet. If the guy dies, ain't no gole. He doesn't go to galut. So in other words, you have to again when it's saying patul chayiv 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 patul when it comes to galut. So that's going again with this thin window of what's considered a shogeg that sends under galut. But for nizikim, for damages, of course you have to pay damages, physical damage if you hurt the person. So this is what we're saying. He comes in to pick up his payment, and he gets damaged. He can get damaged, but if he seems to see, happen, happen sorry if he happens to walk in and if at the time he gets killed as a result, he's eino chayav, eino chayav galut. Why? Because eino kiyar. Komaner says ya'ar ze l'rishuto nichnas v'lezer rishutcha v'ze l'rishuto chavero nichnas. The work is going to somebody else's rishut, so therefore that's not the parameters of what's considered to make someone chayav galut. So Tani Rebbe Chiya, again different gears here, patur, he's exempt from the arba. Even Nezek as well. So in other words, what are you doing walking my garden? I didn't know you were walking in here, so I don't have to pay Nezek at all. Okay. So this is the interesting thing when it comes to the Nezek component. Shvashita says he's Chayev Arba Nezek, and he came in and get his payment. Where the other Shita says, we've got Rabbi Chia says, actually no, he's Patur. Now we have to understand why. The Gemara says, actually, there's no machloket at all. V'lo pligin. Ma Rabbi Yossi ben Chanina, what Rabbi Yossi ben Chanina says, where he is Chayev, that's for Nezek. That is Bara'u oto, when he saw him. That's a girsa change. You go Bishalo. Bara'u oto. Umada Tani Rebbe Chiya is Bishalo Ra'u oto. I mean, if he saw him, well, that's his chayv to pay for damages. I'll just show you here. The commentator says, because it's basically like a Havali Poshea. Bishalo, Havali Poshea. It's completely negligent. You know the guy's walking in your chatzer, and you cause him damage, of course you have to pay. However, and the other case is, and what Rabbi Yechiah says, Patur, but you didn't know him, and therefore he can't be considered Poshea. That's the understanding of the two opinions, sorry, two positions as not being opinions in a machloket, but two different cases. The Gemara says, what are you talking about? So I'll just read the commentary. It says, after Nehemiah, even if we say the Bishalora Uoto, we didn't see him. Am I? Why would Rabbi Chiya say your pater? Kevan shirashim apolim litboas charami balabayit. Since apolim allowed to come in and claim their payment, their fees, havalei, it is like they were told, Commander Amar balabayit lepoel hikanes, come inside. V'havalei nichnas brashut v'chay balabayit v'hezeko. If you remember, we've saw this previously. That if someone says, oh, sure, you can come into my chatzer, then he's chayv for any nezek. So what difference does it make if he saw him or not? So the Gemara says, Tani Rabbi Chiya, patur. Even in that case, he's patur. So he's cholek here. Meaning, even in that case where he says you can come in, you're patur. meaning mashni tanre b'chia ba'ach bezupatu to kasabra kiven she'amalekanes tzarich hanizak lishmor al atzmo. It's a different situation. We'll get to this in a moment. In other words, the nizak is walking into like someone. I'll give an example. So he walks into a factory that's called machinery, and the person says, "Oh, sure, you can come into my factory." Does it mean that if he cuts his hand on some metal everywhere, that's like, or puts his hand in a machine, he's going to be the owner's going to be chayev? No, he's strictly shmotat more. You come into someone else's environment. So it's interesting pshat here. So let's just go through it again. We're trying to say now that there wasn't really a machloket. It's different shita. It says it's not too, when is he patur? When he didn't see him. When is he chayev? Is when he did see him because he's poshea. The Gemara kind of says, but one second, if he didn't see, if he's allowed to come by should, it should be chayev. If you let someone come in, you're chayev any damage that happens to him. However, now the chiyas, I know he's patur, even though he said you can come in, and if he didn't see him, he'd be patur because he should have been cautious. Meaning the person who is walking in has a sense of responsibility to look at it for any hazards as well. That's a really important point. We'll see again in a minute. I'll just show you again. You can come in. Got to be careful. By me saying come into my house, I'm not saying I'm going to look after you. You've got to be careful. And that relates to Baba Kama, that when he says, simply saying come inside doesn't mean I'm going to look, I'm taking responsibility for anything of yours. If you remember, according to Rebbe says, only if he says, yes, this is the case where he brought his, he says, can I put my produce in your property? Or can I put my animal in your property? If he says, sure, put it in there, doesn't mean anything. The balabait's now responsible and damage the habits to it. Coach Rebbe says, no, I'm just letting you put it there. I'm not taking responsibility. So the same thing here. That's what Rabbi Chiya says. By saying you can come in, like bring it in, or come inside, or we didn't really have to say come inside, but the fact that the worker can come in to collect his payment is as if saying you can come inside, doesn't mean the balabait has taken on any responsibility. Okay, very important. Now, however, there are some that want to say the opposite. That once he says come inside, it becomes like a chatzer shutafim. It becomes like the chatzer of both of them. And in a chatzer shutafim, you're chayv. Any damage that happens to one another. Okay, I'll just show you again. Itbay Meima says, Ikda Amri the law karabichia, not like Rabichia. Elakimana mikanes have a lekhatur bechaiv echad beniske chavairo. One is chaiv, can Amar Rabbi Yochanan, as we see as follows. Rabichia said Bashem Rochana Shutavim Konim Zemizer Bechatzer. This is people who have a shared chatzer together. They can acquire one from the other, even without doing Meshicha. I'll just show you here. Afilu lo zikam ocher kelav la lokeah polo mashach peirot. I'm allowed to bring my kelim in here so the kelim can be koneh. Umemachim ze al ze bechatzer. I mean, they can object to particular tashmishim that the, or kavua tashmishim. We discussed this all the way back in the Bavas, if you remember. If certain activities that are disruptive, they can say, no, we don't want you to have this often kavua work in a chatzer. I think one's raising chickens, things like that. I can't remember. Anyway, v'chayim ze beniska ze ze. Also, chayiv. If im hezik ze et ze, or shorosh el ze lo shorosh el ze, any damage that causes one another in a chatzir shutfim nechayev. So it's very interesting here. But again, we've sort of rolled with this sugya a little bit. Again, the worker coming into the person's chatzir, is he chayev any nezik happens to them? First understanding was, well, if he didn't see him, he's patur. Second understanding, what are you talking about? Of course he's chayev because he's nichnas bereshut. Because since he said come into my chatzer, then I'm taking responsibility. Reb Chias comes back and says, not really, but saying coming in doesn't mean you should. And according to Reb Chias, he says you're patur because the guy should look where he's going, and the Baal HaBayit didn't accept the responsibility. He says come inside at your own risk, effectively. Now we've got another shita that says no. As soon as he says you can come inside, that's like a chatzer shutafim, and in a chatzer shutafim, both parties are responsible for any damage they cause one to another. But the Gemara says, "V'lo ken amarav rav." Now this is a kasha on this position. "V'lo ken amarav." It says, "Memale et kol reshut arush rav." V'ze enu memale et kol reshus rav. So I'll read the Korban again. He says, "This money in the minich kavir shusarabi." If you remember, someone left a jug in the shusarabim. Ubach there, and someone else vinit galba and walked and hit her, injured themselves, v'shavra and broke it. Patur. V'muzak, and if the person end up hurting themselves as a result of the barrel the person left there, he's chayv benisko. He's chayv to pay. And the Gemara says, "The kasha may patur by lele unel mezal." Why is he patur? Meaning, why is the person that is walking through patur if he hits this jug and breaks it? The kashri brom bava kama is when someone's walking through them, he should look where he's going. And amarav male kol reshut. That's when the whole reshus harabim is filled with barrels and he's got no other way of walking through. Imken. So, and that's when we said in that situation that is patur benin damish kol sidi bichayev. So imken. So to here, let's have a look again. Lama shoteh hashutaf chayav. Why is the shutaf that's going through the chatzer is chay benezek chaveiro? If why is he chayev if his friend gets another shutaf gets injured? Ibayle, we've just said in Rosh Hashanah the person's meant to look where they're going. The only time where we say you're not meant to look where you're going is when he's got nowhere to go because the whole thing's full. Again, let's go back to Bava Kamma. Bava Kamma says if someone leaves a barrel like this a cut in Rosh Hashanah and the person walks and breaks it is patur, but if he trips and hurts himself, the owner of the jug's chayev. The Gemara says, I don't understand. Bailiuni should look where he's going. The Gemara says, no, we're talking about with Mamalesh. The Gemara doesn't reject the Havamina. What the Gemara does, it says it with a situation where it was Mamaleh, the whole Rosh Hashanah with jugs. So therefore, you have this, you don't say Bailiuni anymore. When he walks through, he's got nowhere to go, especially if he hurts himself, the owner of the jugs is chayev. So the same too here, if we're talking about a chatzer, why do we suddenly say that one shutaf is chayv in a nezik, the other shutaf bears in its shared chatzer? He should buy leyune, he should look where he's going. That's what we're trying to say. And the Gemara answers, so this is, if you like, this is a kashan Rav Yochanan, who Rav Yochanan says, shutafim the chayv in his gimzelazer. And the Gemara says, no. It says, "V'lo." In this case, it's not really like he's filled up the whole chatzer. The guy says, "No." He says, "No." When it comes to shutafim in a chatzer, we don't treat it like the street, like a access in a street. He says, "Kol shutif." The shutaf is it's his derech to use the entire chatzer unrestricted. So therefore, and therefore any obstacle that's there that's going to cause him an injury, it's as if you fill the entire chatzer with jugs. It's equivalent to filling the Rosh Hashanah with jugs. And therefore, and because walking through chatzer like the Adam b'shelo. And like just as when I'm walking around my own house, I don't have to look carefully where I'm walking. I don't actually do that. So too in the chatzer, the same thing. So you don't say liyune when it comes to a shared chatzer, like you might say in Rosh Hashanah. So that's why Rabbi Yochanan was in the position, who was cholak Rabbi Chiya, that if you treat this like a shared chatzer, or it's not, if it is a shared chatzer, then one shutaf is chayv en nezik, he calls the other shutaf. And they're also saying as well, therefore, by this po'el who's coming to collect his fees, since he's allowed to enter, we create it like a shared chatzer, and that's why the owner would be chayv en nezik that these. Shutaf guess. So that's why if he's chopping the wood and a bit of wood chip flies out, and even if he didn't see, like even if he didn't see him, well, he's chayv ani nezek. He caught. So again, galus is a different situation, but so okay.
You.
Cool.